Hello and welcome to Improve Your Voice. My name is Darren McStay and today I'm going to be looking at the voice of Angelina Jolie.
There's that fire in all of us, and so often when you're young or at different times in your life, you think that there's something wrong with that. It's a bad thing.
Now, she's a very famous Hollywood actress. She's done some fantastic parts, including the, you know, very successful Lara Croft some years ago. I think she was once married to Brad Pitt, and you know, she's been around the block. She's been in our, you know, TVs and cinema screens for some years now. So. She was someone that was recommended to me, and I cover a lot of actors, and so I'm always a bit reluctant, but I realise also that I haven't covered really as many women's voices as I have men's, and so I did Brad Pitt, and I thought, why not do Angelina Jolie as well? I know they're not together anymore, okay, so please don't comment on that. Now, this I took from an interview for a movie she was doing, Unbroken, and it's quite interesting actually because I do talk about actors a lot, and I also have an opinion on what I feel is a good voice, and everyone has different qualities, different ways of working, and she's someone who gets paid to use her voice, so let's just take a quick listen.
Completely. You know, I think it's that thing, what I love about Louis' story, and I think a lot of people will relate to it, especially young people, I hope, is there's that fire in all of us, and so often when you're young or at different times in your life, you think that there's something wrong with that. It's a bad thing because it's misdirected. And
now, first thing I notice about Angelina Jolie is she's very articulate. She's very light and gentle. She's like, she's not pushy at all, but she's very clear. She's not like, she's not throwing her voice out there despite, you know, the kind of placement of her accent, but she's very considered, I'd say. Do you see what I mean by light and clipped almost? But in such a small way, it'd be a very good voice for, I think, for a newsreader or for voiceover or something like that.
You don't know if you're a good,
clearly for acting as well, but
person, and you don't know what you're contributing. You feel like
yeah, it's a light voice, so there's a sort of, there's a headiness to it, an upness. And you can see that also in her posture. She's got a very long neck, or maybe it's just a photo, but she seems to hold herself very lightly as well. And I think she sits very well. Her shoulders are very, you know, back and relaxed. The neck is long. And she just kind of, almost quite lightly, just trips along as she speaks. And it's very nice and kind of bright. And I wouldn't say it's a full, rich, round voice like a lot of actors, and I like it when, especially when women's voices kind of hit those lower notes. But she doesn't seem to really. I think she's quite, you know, a different frame. I think she clearly looks like she might be quite light herself. So she's using her voice very efficiently. That's one way of saying it.
It is that fight and that fight.
That fight. Now, that's the important thing, that those end-of-word consonants, ending with T's and K's, she uses them. And so that makes her sound more articulate. I personally don't use those so much, especially on camera or for voiceover, especially not in film. I you know, when it comes to making movies, I tend to go veer more towards mumbling because it can sound a little bit false, I find, but she's so light with it that it seems to work.
And that little bit of trouble, that if direct.
It also makes her sound like she's very knowledgeable. I think because of the consideration of the words and the way she's articulating herself, it kind of gives me the impression like, ooh, I'm drawn in, even though it's not a big, rich, powerful voice. I'm drawn in because she's taking the time to pronounce every word and articulate herself clearly. And so there's something in that. It's not always about having a big authoritative voice, but sometimes just, you know, being gentle, light and clear is enough to command respect and get people to listen. Because that's also something that comes through on this channel, especially I think with some of the more female subscribers, is that you've mentioned how it's hard to keep up with the, you know, with people who've got bigger voices, and how can we sort of command more authority yet still be feminine. I think Angelina Jolie is a really good example of that. And again, it is down to being patient, being bright and clear and articulate.
Acted in the right way, it can be a force for good and brave and wonderful. And I think that's a, and I say that to my kids.
She's quite a smiley person, and I see that she sends a lot of energy through her cheekbones. She's as she's talking, there seems to be this. Well, she's clearly got like an amazing structured face. She's like very beautiful, classically beautiful. You know, she's got thick lips, like thin, you know, striking jawline, high jaw, you know, high brow. So she's a good looking woman, you know, in my opinion. But it seems to be that the energy of this smile, and she has got quite a big mouth, I guess. But keeping it in a position where it's almost smiling all the time and sending energy up here, there's a tendency to, for everything she says, to have some kind of joy in it, whether it's, you know, real or not. It seems like she's enjoying sharing herself. You know, you can be in a room with someone if they're really just talking to you and there's no energy in the mouth at all. It can end up mumbling and it can be really boring, but she's keeping up here. And so she's keeping up appearances, and she's very bright and clear and articulate, and it's kind of energized. And because it's energized, it's easy for us to absorb, and it's easy for us to listen to, and therefore it doesn't become so boring, or depending on what she's talking about, I guess.
When if they get in trouble because they've done something and they feel like...
Just heard a bit of an accent there. I don't really know much about her background. Sounded not American.
They did something wrong and bad that
sounds quite American, but
there is a right and a wrong, but it's also
I have to Wikipedia. There was something in there. She's from Los Angeles. Okay. French Canadian and Dutch and German ancestry. So maybe one of her parents. John Voight was her dad. Oh my goodness, I remember him. John Voight was her dad. Didn't know that. Okay, right, so she's American. I thought I heard something a little bit more, I don't know, Australian or South African or something a bit different. Anyway, so yeah, my main thoughts and takeaways and suggestions, should you want to sound a bit more Jolie, would be to consider your posture and consider, you know, relaxing your shoulders, keeping your posture in good alignment and sitting on your sitting bones. Because once you're doing that, your body is in, you know, a better alignment, you know, the way it's designed to be. And if you can be there, then you could probably hold yourself without extraneous effort in muscles in your shoulders and back and therefore neck and therefore larynx, therefore voice. And so you can speak quite clearly and quite crisply and with energy and a kind of heightened sense of awareness and articulation just by being a bit more considerate of your posture. And that's something I'd certainly take away from her, is that she doesn't have to force her voice and she does not have to speak with a deep voice to still hold authority. And that's a great kind of trait, I believe, to take away from a female voice especially. And so articulation is, and making yourself clear and having a brighter, smilier energy in the way you speak. I think that's it's a lovely way to end this video. I hope that's useful to some people out there. For those who it's not useful, sorry, but there'll be others for you. Thanks for watching. My name is Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice. I have so many tales to tell.